Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Stuart Police Chief Dave Reha about recent happenings with the department and their National Night Out event happening this Saturday. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Wasn't too long ago that Rag Bride came through, Stuart. That was Monday, July 22nd. How did it go for you? I know there was a lot, you know, of traffic you had to detour and whatnot.
I think it went pretty good. I mean, there was obviously a traffic issue, but, you know, we were expecting it and planned for it, and everything went as good as possible, I think.
Were there a lot of stragglers you had to deal with at the end of the day?
There were a few. I mean, we were told that they would be out of here by 3:30, and that obviously didn't happen. But, you know, for the most part, it worked out.
And generally, how do you think the relations were between the Rag Bride riders and with your staff and other Stuart people?
Oh, I think it was great. You know, I personally heard them a couple times, you know, yelling out to the officers, thank you, or, you know, thanks for being in the intersection and directing traffic. So that's always a good thing to hear. You know, I mean, those officers were out there in the heat, and so it's kind of nice to be thanked and know that you're being, you know, you're appreciated for what you're doing. So it was good.
Talking about your other full-time officers, Katie Geisinger and Tyler DeFrancisco, both of them in the last year have completed their law enforcement academy training at the top of their class. And any thoughts you'd like to give to that as far as having those two people on your staff?
Well, I mean, it's definitely an honor. I mean, it's hard to do. They both were top in their class academically. So, you know, that's not an easy feat, you know. So to have both officers go back-to-back in, you know, two consecutive academies at the top of the class, not only is it good for us, but, you know, it's kind of a pride thing for the academy too, that they were able to have two officers from the same department back to back, you know, win that award. So yeah, it's definitely a good thing.
And of course, being in law enforcement isn't without its challenges, as recently the police department posted on Facebook about some vandalism that happened to one of your squad vehicles. If you can share when and maybe where this happened.
Well, I mean, it was a vehicle that was parked in front of some officer's house, kind of between two officers' houses, and we had a tire that was slashed and a mirror that was broken off of the police vehicle. We kind of expect it in the line of work that we're in. I mean, we obviously make people mad. We try not to, but not everybody enjoys what we do, and some people take it personally. We don't, but, you know, we get it, and so it is something that happens. Unfortunately, you know, the people that did this, they didn't hurt the department, they hurt the city. You know, they hurt the residents. I mean, that vehicle isn't only our vehicle, it's the city's vehicle. So, you know, the taxpayers of Stuart paid for that, and they're going to pay for the damages and the replacement. So that's kind of the unfortunate part about it, is that it doesn't hurt the officer, it hurts the taxpaying citizens. And so those people that did that, you know, it wasn't fair to anybody, really.
Can you estimate how much in cost those damages were?
I haven't seen the bill yet, but I mean, it's up there. I mean, we got to replace the tires, so, you know, that's gonna be a couple hundred bucks, and then you've got a mirror that has to be replaced, and depending on the damages, you know, it's got to be fixed. So, you know, we're definitely looking at a couple hundred dollars that we've got to spend now to replace those things. So it's unfortunate. It's not the first time we've had it happen in years past, you know, on different occasions. And, you know, I'm sure it's not uncommon for police departments all around. But, you know, it does happen, and it's unfortunate.
Any chance charges will be filed for this incident?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. If we can figure out who did it, then, you know, they'll be charged for it. There's an open investigation into it, so I can't really go into detail, but...
Any tips you would want to give for residents to avoid, you know, maybe protect their property and avoid getting into an incident like you did?
Sure. I mean, I guess the moral of the story is it can happen to anybody, you know, and if it can happen to a police car, then it can happen to any car, you know. So obviously, parking in a well-lit area, keeping your doors locked, you know, I can say that the majority of our theft from vehicle calls that we get in Stuart, I would say probably 90%, if not more, are unlocked vehicles, you know. So merely just locking a door can prevent a theft, you know, and just kind of keeping an eye. If you see something, I mean, I know we always say it, and every department, you know, always says it on the news, that if you see something, say something, but it's true. You know, I mean, there's a lot of times where we'll hear about it a week later, or someone will say, hey, you know, we saw such and such going on, and it's like, well, we didn't know about it. So, you know, if we would have known that night, if someone, you know, calls and says, hey, there's some people acting weird or doing things, then we can kind of investigate that and figure it out.
And the Stuart Police Department is going to be taking part in the National Night Out event. What would you say is the purpose of this event?
You know, mainly we're always excited to do this every year. It's kind of our way of getting to know people that maybe new residents or even people that have lived here for a while. It's kind of just our chance to hang out with the public. You know, it's for multiple reasons, but more so just building a relationship with everybody, you know, having a good time, eating food, talking. You know, the kids get to play and have fun, and we'll do some kind of educational things, show off the cars and kind of explain to people, you know, the tools that we have and why we have them. I think a lot of times that's good. When you see us walk by, some people kind of look and go, why do they have that? Or what, you know, why do they need that? And so it's kind of nice to be able to explain to people exactly what our tools are and why we have them. And just having that relationship, we would not be able to do our job if it wasn't for, you know, having a close relationship with the community that we serve. And so we really have to have that trust and that relationship built. And that's one of the best ways we can do it, is to just hang out with people and kind of show everybody, hey, we're your neighbors, we live here, we're residents of this town as well, and we care about its success and its safety.
And I guess I'm not sure how long the event nationwide has been held, but how long do you think Stuart's been hosting this event?
Well, I believe this year is the nationwide, I think, is the 36th annual year. And we've been doing it for the last, I want to say, five. It was something that we decided to try a couple years ago, and it's been growing and a success every year that we do it. And so we want to keep it going and keep going strong with it.
And as far as details, is this a free event, and when and where will it be happening?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a free event. We're going to have food that starts at 6 or 6:30, and it'll be up here at the park, at Lobaw Park in Stuart, on the 10th, I believe, on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday. It's free. There's no charge or anything like that. We ask that if you feel necessary to bring something for the food pantry, we're going to be trying to raise some non-perishable foods for them and just hopefully be able to turn one good thing into another. So if you can, you know, bring some non-perishable foods. But we'll have drinks and hot dogs and chips and, you know, bounce houses and all sorts of stuff.
Do you guys typically do that as a tradition?
We always try at least to do something each year. I think last year we did a school supply drive for the local schools. And so this year we kind of were talking about it, and we thought, you know, what a good way to, you know, to help out. And, you know, people sometimes will bring foods with them. And so we always have leftovers. And so what better way to leave than to give that to someone that can use it?
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Stuart Police Chief Dave Reha. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.